All right, time for Hidden History. This morning, yes, we've moved to a Tuesday now, just to confuse everyone. Charles Fay, good morning to you. How are you?
It's Tuesday, is it? Yeah.
Last time I checked. Now, Charles, today we're going to talk about Bill Galvin, Australian politician, Labor Party, Bendigo Legislative Assembly, but a guy that was sort of one of those... close but no cigar. So first off, let's get a bit of his background.
Yeah, well, he wasn't actually born in Bendigo. He was born in Sydney, but his parents moved to Melbourne when he was a young kid, and he sort of grew up in Melbourne, and he had a rather good education. He went to Scotch College, which is an elite school, and he was apprenticed to the Victorian Railways as a fitter and turner in 1929. He transferred to Bendigo, and in Bendigo he was a sort of trade union leader in the local railway workshops, and eventually he joined the council in 1939, and he was mayor in 1944 and 45.
Wow.
I reckon the Scotch College must have been appalled when they turned out a fitter and turner, wouldn't you think? Oh, my goodness, a tradesman.
They actually let people go to Swinburne College to do training, actually.
Yeah, that is interesting. What do they say? It's the old joke about the bloke who's got three kids. You know, one's a doctor, one's a brain surgeon, and the other one's a plumber, and it was the plumber who paid for the other two to go through university. But, you know, like, you couldn't by any stretch of the imagination say that Bill wasn't very successful, because he was. But then when it came to sort of the big jobs, he just always seemed to get pipped to the post for some reason.
Yeah, I think it's also, it was a time of quite a deal of sort of crisis, I suppose, in Australian politics with the split of the Labor Party. You know, when he first got to Parliament in 1945, he had a great job of being President of the Board of Land Works, Commissioner for Crown Lands and Minister for Water Supply. But the Kaine government lost the election in 47, and they didn't get back to 1952. And when they got back, Galvin had been a friend of John Kaine Sr., and he became acting premier in 1953 when Kaine went off to the coronation of Queen Liz. But then Kaine lost the election, and in 55, I think, during the... when the Labor Party split, and he decided that his successor wasn't going to be Bill Galvin. He switched his allegiance to a chap called A.E. Shepherd. So Bill Galvin accordingly switched his allegiance from John Kaine, and so he didn't become leader of the opposition. And to top it all off, he lost his seat in 1955 during the Labor Party split. And he didn't get back to Parliament until 1958.
Yeah, but...
And when he got back...
When he lost his seat there, Charles, just to interrupt, when he lost his seat there, it was by 12 votes.
12 votes.
Unbelievable. So anyway, he got back in 58?
Yeah, and he was sort of, I suppose, touting himself for John Kane's successor. But unfortunately, on the point that John Kaine retired, poor old Bill had a car accident, and he was replaced by a chap called Clive Stonan, who was leader of the, I suppose, Labor Party right up until the 1970s.
Yeah. Oh, Christ, it seems like someone had a little word against him then, somehow.
Well, I mean, the Labor Party in the 1950s was just, I suppose, riven by dissension, you know.
And what, it's better now?
Sounds like a bit of a train wreck, the mid-50s, for the Labor Party in Australia.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, well, they split, and then a group of them formed the DLP, and the, you know, DLP's function basically was to keep the Labor Party out of office, and there was splits between Protestants and Catholics. It was a real mess, actually.
God. Anyway, so Bill Galvin, as I said, you couldn't say he didn't have a very successful career, because he did, but at the same time, he just seemed to, you know, so close, but not quite. Interesting indeed. Hey, Charles, great to chat, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday on The Wake Up Call.
Thank you, Dave.
Good on you. Charles Fay, Hidden History. It is the Wake Up Call, 16 to 7.
Yeah, Charles Fay's written a paper on him, if you'd be interested, in the Australian Dictionary of Biography. So if you'd like to find out more, go and see Charles's paper.
Indeed.